This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, more than 498,000 people have died from COVID-19, more than 125,000 in the United States. The number of infections globally is approaching 10 million, 2.5 million in the U.S. For many states and counties in the United States, the dark days of the coronavirus pandemic in April unfolded on their television screens, not at their doorsteps. But now some places that appear to have avoided the worst are seeing surges of infections as worries shift from major cities to rural areas. Much of the focus and the concerns that the United States is entering a dangerous new phase has been on big Sunbelt states that are reporting thousands of new cases a day. But the worrying trend is also happening in places like Kansas. In early June, Kansas looked to be bringing its outbreak under control, but its daily reported case numbers have more than doubled in recent weeks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona for the coming week as the states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says that Pence will still travel to those states to meet with their governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. Pence is traveling to Dallas Sunday to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church, Dallas, before meeting with the Texas Governor Greg Abbott. But political events in Arizona on Tuesday and Florida and Thursday have been pushed off. After weeks of anxiously waiting and preparing, Arizona nurses and doctors find themselves on the front line as the coronavirus rips through that state. It's one of the world's newest coronavirus hotspots. The trickle of a few virus patients in March became a steady increase 2 weeks after the governor ended a stay-home order. This is VOA.